Rio Del City Council may allow a restricted medical cannabis dispensary business in the Humboldt Rio Del Business Park, formerly known as the Eel River Sawmill site. But first, reconsideration of the medians on Wildwood Avenue between the Fire Hall and the new Route 101 nursery were debated by the city at their June 6th council meeting. Route 101 owner Harry Smith has requested the removal of the median that restricts traffic into his parking lot and makes it harder to receive deliveries. Mr. Smith has offered to pay all of the costs associated with the removal if the city approves the request. The medians were added to Wildwood Avenue in 2004 from a grant for improvements. It had been a hotly contested issue with the business owners affected, including Wildwood Feed, which closed down a few years after. The Wildwood Feed site has recently opened up as Route 101 Nursery, and it is planning to expand to include Wildwood Waffles to that location. The City Council appeared receptive to the idea and asked Smith to work with city staff to develop the proposal further. The Council then debated whether or not to debate a reconsideration of the cargo container ordinance that had failed at the last meeting. The failure to pass an ordinance left the city with no limits or restrictions on cargo containers. After a rigorous debate over whether or not to reopen consideration, the Council voted to reconsider the original ordinance. Then the debate turned to the actual ordinance itself. After hearing from residents and property owners that currently have cargo containers, the council voted to approve the ordinance, provided that once the property changes hands, the containers would need to be removed or re-permitted. Rio Del Police will be purchasing tasers, body cameras, and a new police car after the city council approved their budget request. The police currently have just over $30,000 in state law enforcement funding that must be used or allocated before the end of the fiscal year. The council then addressed a request by Glenn White to amend the Commercial Medical Cannabis Ordinance to allow for a specific type of dispensary at his development in the Humboldt Rio Del Business Park. White is proposing a health and wellness center to include the therapeutic application and retail sales of medical cannabis products, including oils, tinctures, sublinguals, creams, lotions, pills, suppositories, and cosmetics. It would not sell cannabis flowers, leaf, or edibles. The city is proposing amending its ordinance, which banned dispensaries outright, to allow for the single health and wellness center specifically. The Planning Commission has voted unanimously to recommend the proposed amendment. Councilmember Susan Strawn questioned the inclusion of pills to Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell.
But pills, what does that
entail? They actually just developed a soft gel tab, which is similar to an Advil pill. So that's what they're developing right now. In fact, they just came up with this about a month and a half ago. It's actually similar to the suppository.
And it's ingested?
It's ingested, yeah. They won't be ingesting them on site. They will just be sold on site.
That's the only change that I would take removed from that is pills. Everything else there, I'm okay with.
A member of the public asked Strawn about her objections.
I have a question for Councilmember Strawn. You have an objection to pills being a pill, and I was wondering if you could explain what your objection was, because it's simply a method of delivery.
It is, although it's a pill becomes in a dispensary format, and where when they brought this to us, it was going to be lotions, it was going to be strictly things other than dispensary. And they knew we were not going to be offering dispensary service. And a pill format is a dispensary. That's the only reason I'm against the pill. It's not that they can't continue to produce them. They would just have to sell them at another location.
After some debate, the council voted 4-1 to approve the amendment, with Councilmember Strawn voting against it. A second reading of the ordinance and final approval is planned for the June 20th agenda. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next Rio Del City Council meeting will be Tuesday, June 20th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.